This might be a guess, Chairman, but I got a sense from your special comments about the retention payments that you might have copped an against recommendation from the proxy advisers and a bit of a protest vote from the institutions. Is that correct?
No.
So you're over 95% support?
I think when you see the proxies, you'll find that by standards of public listed company AGMs this year, they're not bad.
Well, okay, Telstra was 66% against. You're not going to be as bad as that. But I think I'll be interested to see, but I just got a sense that there might have been an issue around the... I mean, why did you feel the need to give retention payments during private equity? And a specific question as well, did private equity have access to the management during that process? Did they wave a huge cheque at them and say, come with us and we'll give you 5% of the company for free and you'll make a fortune, and then you had to come back with a... We're telling them to get nicked, but we'll give you a retention payment. Is that what happened?
Absolutely not. The management of this company never spoke to the private equity people. And we put this in place before the specific approach occurred. There was just too much speculation and it's unsettling. We needed to be sure that our people were not drawn inadvertently into something that we might all regret later. I think we had this well in advance of a specific proposal, but before then we went through months of destabilising speculation. I think the scheme, I have to say, is one which I mention especially because it's not a regular feature of Oracle's remuneration structure and will not be going forward. It's a special purpose, special situation matter, which I think was justified at the time.
Just one final one, just on the loans question. I mean, Graham's running an incentive. Well, he owns 413,000 shares. He's got another 350,000 options. So he's running an equity incentive package worth, well, over shares worth 24 million. You've currently lent him 7.6 million, was the peak during the year, including an additional 4.3 million over the year. I think that the Centro situation is going to cause a backlash against executive loans, and if Graham and his management team did happen to blow up Orica's share price, does he have to pay back the loan in all circumstances, or does he have the out clauses which have so made the Centro situation so notorious already?
The notion of non-recourse is that the security is the shares themselves. The worst that can happen is that the executives get zero. And I have to remind you, we're talking here of something which is meant to be part of the incentive package to perform. You get your fixed pay. The fixed pay would not be a competitive amount of money in today's markets. The at-risk component is what executives aspire to achieve. And if they do, they're well paid.
But the question, Don, is if Orica goes broke, are we forgiving $14 million in loans to the management, or do they have to pay it back?
If the chairs
are worth zero.
Are worth zero, then there is no recourse for the employees involved in the scheme.
So you forgive the loans?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think that's the issue here. That I think it would be better in light of Centro, I think it would be better going forward if you phase out the loans. And I notice that you've cranked them up this year. You've gone from 8 million to 13.5 this year. Are we going to see an increasing trend in the loans, or are you going to perhaps change the practice?
All I can say is you may be right. I think your perspective on the issue is not right. Bad, you know, hard cases make bad law, and I'd be disappointed if the Centro experience does trigger the result you're suggesting. It might, honestly. We're going to this year have another look and see if our thinking of a few years ago still stacks up. We've also got to bear in mind that we now operate in about 50 countries, and the scheme that we have has to make sense both tax-wise and otherwise in a large number of jurisdictions. So we are having a review. But I can only say to you again that the scheme we have at the moment, although it has some philosophical features which you may not like, is better, in my view, than options. And it's also probably better than performance shares.
Okay, Chairman, just finally, I think this will be the last resolution of any AGM across Australia this year. I think maybe the Friday before Christmas should be avoided next year. Perhaps we might be able to go a bit earlier. But I would like to make the comment that Orica has been a terrific success story. There are very few international success stories based here in Melbourne, particularly run by an Australian. You literally, you know, in the top 15 companies, you do not have an Australian running a top 15 company out of Melbourne. So CSL and Orica are two of a very shrinking group of successful international Melbourne-based companies that haven't had to run offshore to find CEOs. So I'd like to say on behalf of the shareholders, congratulations on a terrific performance over the past 3 or 4 years, and good luck in continuing that performance into the future.